Polls opened early in Ireland as the country started elections for 14 members of the 720-seat European Parliament. The nation's longtime figureheads of the EU's left group, Claire Daly and Mike Wallis, faced an uphill battle to get re-elected. The Czech Republic opened the polls in the afternoon as it is holding a two-day election. It chooses 21 European legislatures as seats are allocated according to each EU member country's population. Opinion polls suggest that far-right and right-wing parties will make gains and perhaps become the dominant force in the European Parliament. Yet in the Netherlands, which kicked off the four-day European elections, the anti-Islam party for freedom, PVV, was in a tight race with an alliance of Social Democrats and Greens led by Frans Timmermans, a former EU climate commissioner. The final NOS Ipsos exit poll indicated that the PVV could win 7 seats, up from just 1 in the last parliament. The centre-left alliance would win 8 of 31 European Parliament seats, up for grabs in the Netherlands. However, PVV leader Geert Wilders said there is a clear trend among the Dutch and European electorate.
We want to toughen up the asylum rules and policy. We want to be in charge of our own rulings again from the Dutch Parliament and the Dutch government. Frans Timmermans wants exactly the opposite. You know, he wants to open the borders more.
Analysts said it showed that once pro-EU sentiments in one of the bloc's founding nations have given way to concerns over whether the Netherlands needs a more powerful EU or one in which the member states claw back power to their capitals. Similar divisions have reverberated in campaigns from Finland to Portugal and from Belgium to Hungary amid concerns about the growing influx of migrants fleeing war, persecution and poverty into the EU. Tobias Schminke of the Europe Elects polling company explained that besides migration, other issues have also dominated the political agenda in Europe.
In 2019, climate change was really important according to Eurobarometer data. This time, it's cost of living, it's peace and the war in Ukraine that's more in the voters' minds. Probably a lot of the losses will come from Germany, but we also have other countries like Ireland where we currently see some losses for the Greens.
Nearly 400 million people are eligible to vote in the world's second largest democratic voting exercise after India's recent elections. Most of the EU's 27 nations will vote on Sunday, after which the official results will be announced. The results are expected to impact the European Union's future when the continent deals with the consequences of the ongoing war in Ukraine, which also hopes to join the EU one day. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.